If you have a question about anything, it doesn't have to be preparing the witness. We've got judge, former lawyer here.
Yeah,
so take the opportunity. I'm not going to make you do it, but you might want to ask, where do you sit in a deposition? No one's answered that question. Does anyone not know that?
Good.
All right, Quentin, I'll put you on the spot. Just tell, for the people who've never had a deposition, let's assume this is a conference room. Who sits where, and does it matter?
Well, there can be fights about the videographer. There's one school of thought that wants the camera right across, you know, there's a long table, so you can have the witness at the end of the table and the videographer, you know, at each long end of the table. Or you can have the camera right across the short side of the table, and I've seen lawyers fight about that, and there are different theories about that. But otherwise, the person, the attorney presenting the witness, sits near the witness, the court reporter is near the witness, and then usually the attorney who's crossing the witness is on the other side of the table. That's.
And if you don't really know, just ask the court reporter, because he or she's done it a lot more than
right.
You have. Right, I'm going to let you ask the questions, and I've got the microphone.
Oh, okay, great. Well, let's start with you, Judge Singh. Tell us, I know you've been on the bench now 6 months, and you've tried some cases, I presume?
Yes.
How have you seen depositions used well, and how have you seen them used poorly, and what tips would you give lawyers who are thinking about editing, using video, not using video, maybe reading it in some circumstances? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so this is actually a great question. And just by, again, way of experience, you know, I tried over 100 of cases before I got on the bench, and I have obviously not had nearly as many on the bench itself. I got to say, more consistently, I've seen people use impeachment evidence through deposition in the most incorrect way. We forget how to impeach a witness properly. And you can have a judge that is very particular in how that impeachment process is taken. That's not proper impeachment. Start all over again. And then you lose the zing in front of the jury because you are now bumbling and trying to figure out, oh my God, how did I not impeach this witness properly or whatever have you. I'm going to tell you the good part of what I've seen a deposition or how I've seen it used and what I used to do myself as well. I would outline every deposition that I took in a case before trial. And what I would do is I would kind of do like a line summary as to what that deposition portion of that depo said. And I would put the page numbers generally where they were. So, you know, background information, 1 through 5, pages 1 through 5 or whatever. And then the ones that I knew that there was an inconsistency, whether it be in the interrogatories or the meat and potatoes of the case, I'd almost do line by line to where I needed to get the impeachment evidence. That way, when it's time for you to go and impeach the witness, you have the exact page and line area where you're at. You're able to get that. And just remember, technology across Texas is not consistent. Hell, it's not even consistent in Harris County. So you may have a courtroom where the Elmo works and where Zoom's an option in the other one. Be able to flip through whatever. Remember, when you're impeaching a witness, you don't automatically stick it on the Elmo or you don't automatically put it on the screen. You must show it to the deponent first or the witness first before you do that. All those little intricate step-by-step processes, when you think about them in your preparation for trial, you'll actually have it prepared in a way to present it properly as well. And I think that's when you're the most effective, is when you know exactly where you're going with what you're going, so then everybody can follow you.
If it's being read to the witness, do you think it's best to have the witness read it out loud, or do you as the attorney read it out loud while you're showing it to the witness and say, did I read that question and that answer correctly, Ms. Witness?
I've done it both ways. I think it depends on the witness. I think if you have a witness that's combative, saying, did I read that right, is probably better because there's no commentary and then there's no inflection when the way that they read it back to you. And then also the speed of in which you need to do an impeachment. You mentioned this. We live in a very fast-paced world. You cannot present information that takes – my impeachment of the witness should not take 5 minutes because I forgot where you were when it started. It should literally be an in and out. So anything that makes it to where you can get in, you've identified the question, the line of question, you showed the inconsistency, and get out. Do not ask the last question. Walk away from it.
Paul Gold, what are your thoughts about use of depositions at trial?
They don't differ. My opinions don't differ very much at all. I think it's overused. If you want to know the truth, I think a lot of us forget that what matters is how the jury receives this information.